The temperature inside and outside of the House of Representatives is expected to be hot today as MPs begin their last sitting week for this year. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, is hoping to highlight two of Labor's key policy aims, the Gonski education changes and a national disability insurance scheme. But Ms Gillard is expected to come under a torrid examination over her time as a lawyer more than 20 years ago. Joining us now is Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane. Sabra, good morning. The government wants to end the year highlighting positive parts of the agenda, but it may not end up like that.
No, that's right. The government is introducing legislation outlining its aspirations underpinning the Gonski education reforms. They are ideals with no concrete explanation yet of how it's going to be paid for. It's also going to introduce legislation outlining the very bare bones of its national disability insurance scheme. And again, it's not the full legislation or the costings. The opposition is going to keep up the pressure on the Prime Minister on two fronts. First, over Ms Gillard's involvement more than 20 years ago in establishing that so-called AWU Workplace Relations Association slush fund for her former boyfriend. The opposition says the Prime Minister should provide a full explanation, and the Prime Minister has said she will if substantiated allegations are put to her, and as yet she argues that hasn't happened.
Are we in this final sitting, Sabra, going to see Tony Abbott introduce a private members bill?
Yes, we will. Today, Mr Abbott is going to attempt to introduce a private members bill, basically looking for the increasing of penalties for union officials who breach the Fair Work Act. He needs to get an absolute majority of numbers on the floor of the House of Reps, so he needs 76 votes to do this. I don't think he's going to get the numbers there, but certainly this is the debate will give him a platform to talk about the Australian Workers' Union slush fund. It will also remind people of the ongoing health services union saga, a not so subtle reminder that the former Labor MP turned independent Craig Thompson is in Parliament. He's still waiting to have his day in court.
Now, we mentioned education, the disability scheme. Of course, asylum seekers is the other big subject. There's some internal angst for Labor on that.
That's right. The left are pretty uncomfortable with the policy announcements last week, particularly the one allowing those on bridging visas not to work. They believe that this is a breach of Labor Party policy platform. Some are saying that they'll raise this in caucus. But on the opposition too, there are some people who are very uncomfortable with that. Liberal MP Judy Moylan says that it's bad policy, that it's a race to the bottom. And she also says that the opposition's plans to introduce legislation to try and bring back temporary protection visas is bad policy too. She says the scheme didn't work. She's slammed both sides. Let's listen to her.
Seems to me that it's a race to the bottom, and it's purely a political issue, and that really causes me a great concern, because we're dealing with some very vulnerable people for the most part who've already faced terrible times in their own country through war and civil unrest, and we're making that trauma so much worse than it needs to be. When you're dealing with people's lives, the dignity and the preservation of life, I think this is a time to drop the politics.
That's Liberal backbencher Judy Moylan speaking there earlier on RN. The independent MP Tony Windsor says the recent asylum seeker debate has been pretty shameful. Tony Windsor has spoken to my colleague Emily Burke.
Well, I think it is a shamozzle. There's no doubt about that. It almost makes me ashamed to be in the Parliament that we can't resolve this issue. And having said that, I don't have the absolute solution either. But I think the Houston report went fairly close to having the solution, and we still can't get the parliamentarians in the House and the Senate to actually agree on that way forward in terms of the regional approach. So I think it's going to be a very ordinary week in Parliament if all we've got to talk about is how hard and nasty we can be on individuals, many of whom are trying to flee persecution in other countries. This week will be about how we can do the least to look after anybody and upstage each other on how harsh we can be in terms of the right wing of the nation.
Are you more critical of one side of politics over another?
No, I think we're all guilty of not being able to work together. And that's partly because, you know, fear, all the rubbish that's been peddled about boat people, right back to the Tampa affair, you know, it's great political food. We set up a review, a report that was done by Angus Houston. There's a lot of that hasn't been done. And even last week we saw, you know, Tony Abbott starting to wind back some of those recommendations, and they won't agree with some of the regional recommendations. I think Angus Houston and these people who went out on a limb to try and come up with a way forward would be very disappointed that the Parliament hasn't been able to at least agree on having a go at that direction.
Given your unique position as an independent, what do you think you can do?
Well, I feel fairly weak in this because I don't have the solution. With the United Nations, with the regional countries that we're dealing with the push factors that are coming from other countries, with the technology that's there now, the business model that the people smugglers have, all of these things are working against us in a sense. I put a lot of faith in the cross-party committee that I was involved with. We put a lot of faith in Angus Houston and his report. That report's come back. The Parliament decided to divide on most of it. So in its totality, it's not going to go ahead. Now, they made it very clear at the start of that process that unless the Parliament, or the government, and I say the Parliament, adopts the total approach, it will probably fail. And that's exactly what's happening now. Who's to blame for that? I can see fault on both sides. I can see fault in myself. So I think that the first thing we've got to do is take some lead from the Murray-Darling, a major issue that 100 years of infighting's been going on in the politics of division, state and Commonwealth. There's an opportunity here for the Parliament to actually sit down and design a solution that it agrees with.
The Federal Independent Member for New England, Tony Windsor, speaking to Emily Burke.